The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's program is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you articles of interest from Money.com. Up first is a very timely article, 8 Best Tax Relief Companies of March of 2026, since we're all thinking about tax season right now. This article by Malachi Mitra. Falling behind on your debt to Uncle Sam can be stressful, but you're not alone. According to the latest IRS data, Americans owed more than $157 billion in back taxes, penalties, and interest for the 2022 tax year. Another silver lining? Help is available. If you're in this position, your first move should be to directly contact the IRS. The agency will help you come up with a plan. You can find the IRS's contact information plus summaries of its tax relief offerings and advice on its website. But if you don't have the time to do that, or you simply decide you need more help, you may want to consider hiring a tax relief company, generally a firm that helps taxpayers manage tax debt by negotiating with the IRS or state tax agencies on their behalf. Tread carefully, though. These firms can be predatory or, at the very least, overconfident, often guaranteeing to resolve your debt issue when they don't actually have the power to do so. You'll need to do careful research first. To help you navigate your options, we've reviewed and rounded up the 8 best tax relief firms available today. How we chose our top picks. Our editors and writers reviewed a variety of tax relief companies to ensure our content is precise and guided by editorial accuracy. We contacted the companies listed to gather information and conducted interviews with experts. We ultimately decided our ranking based on 16 data points, including minimum debt relief required, fees, money-back guarantees, and customer reviews. And the top picks for tax relief companies issued by Money.com, we're going to give those to you. However, I would like to note that the North Carolina Reading Service does not personally endorse any of these companies. Again, this review was conducted by Money.com in preparation for the article. And the companies that Money.com came up with as some of the top picks are Community Tax Relief, and they were viewed as the best overall company. The best customer service company was Precision Tax Relief. Anthem Tax Services offered the best guarantee, and Larson Tax Relief was the most affordable with their fees. The best for large tax debts, Victory Tax Lawyers. And Optima Tax Relief was known as the best for nationwide availability, and the best for bilingual services was Tax Defense Network, and lastly, the best for complex tax legals was J. David Tax Law. Other tax relief companies that they considered, we assessed many more tax relief companies that ultimately did not make the cut. And we're going to list below a couple of companies that were not named on the list, but that may still be a fit depending on your situation. And that is Priority Tax Relief, priority tax relief offers both federal and state tax relief services nationwide, as well as bookkeeping, tax planning, and more. As with other companies on the list, the company offers complimentary tax consultations and will then provide a customized price for customer-specific services, with fees starting as low as $500. However, the three-day money-back guarantee is much shorter than the guarantees of most companies on the list. And also, Perfect Tax Relief. Perfect Tax Relief offers both state and federal tax relief to people across the country, and its fees are relatively low, $2,000 to $7,500, while there's a $10,000 minimum debt requirement. If no tax preparation is needed, there's no minimum if tax preparation is required. It does not offer a money-back guarantee, and this information is current as of 2025. And the bottom line on tax relief: if you owe the IRS, don't panic. You have options. The first step you should take is to speak to the IRS directly or use its online tools to see whether you can resolve the issue through one of its channels or programs, like by setting up a payment plan. If you owe state taxes, you'll need to check on what's possible through your state's revenue department. But if you're not able to make a plan to get out from under the debt with the IRS itself, there are professionals you can hire to help you. Enter tax relief companies, which will take on the burden of negotiating a payment plan with the IRS for a fee. That fee can be quite high, and in many cases, it may not be worth it. Again, you should always check with the IRS directly about your options before hiring a third party. Well, how does tax relief work? Tax relief companies generally work with the IRS on your state's revenue office or your state's revenue office to lower your tax burden. The process typically involves three steps. Step one, there's always a free consultation. You will meet, often by phone, with the tax relief companies to go over your specific financial situation, and it will let you know if you're a fit for its services. Many companies have a minimum requirement, such as $10,000. While that may seem high, it's often the threshold of what you need to owe in order for a company's services to really be worth the cost, which can be as high as $2,000 to $7,000, for example. Don't be swayed by tax relief companies boasting a free consultation as a huge selling point. This is common practice. Number two, investigation. Once you've hired the tax relief company, it will do a deeper analysis of your situation, start communicating with the IRS on your or your state on your behalf, and then review your options. And lastly, number three, resolution, which is ideally the result we're hoping for. In a best-case scenario, you'll eventually be able to lower your tax burden. This can take several months or even several years. And how to choose a tax relief company? Tax relief companies can be predatory. So if you choose this route, you need to do careful research. Let me read that sentence again. Tax relief companies can be predatory, so if you choose this route, you need to do so carefully. To reiterate, it's always best to first determine whether you can directly set up a payment plan with the IRS or your state, or use another government-approved tool to lower your tax burden. Only then may it make sense to work with a qualified tax attorney or tax relief company. I would put third-party tax relief at the bottom of the list, says Christine DiMacco, a certified financial planner with Domain Money. Here are a few factors to consider when selecting a tax relief company. First, credibility. Check the Better Business Bureau website to make sure that the company you're considering is accredited. Firms will also usually include certifications and memberships, such as the National Association of Tax Professionals or the National Association of Enrolled Agents, for example, on their website. It's also a good idea to check customer reviews on Trustpilot, Yelp, the Better Business Bureau, and other review sites. If any company is telling you that you definitely qualify for tax relief, that's a red flag, DeMarco says. Only the IRS or the state that actually make that, only the IRS or state can make that determination, she adds. Another red flag is if a tax relief company provides any upfront guarantee about the results, like that you'll only pay 10% of your tax burden. Companies cannot guarantee a certain outcome like this. You should also be wary of providers that push you to buy services immediately. After a consultation, you'll want to revisit the IRS's website to make sure that the company is telling you about your situation is accurate, and take the time to comfortably and thoroughly explore all your options. Well, what about cost? Tax relief companies tend to have opaque fee structures because the amount you owe will come down to your specific situation and how much work the company will have to do. None of the firms on our list provide specific fee information on their website, but once contacted by Money, many said the fees can begin at $2,000 to $3,500 for full tax relief services. Be careful of companies asking for a high lump sum payment up front or high monthly fees, since they can drag out the process to increase your bill. The fee structure should be tied into the questions that are being asked, she adds. Also, are they trying to understand how this tax bill came into being in the first place, or is there a rush to get the payment from you before realizing what's actually happened in your tax situation? Services and availability. Consider what the tax relief company can actually offer you. If your tax situation is simple, like if you need more time to pay your tax bill, you may only need help negotiating a payment plan with the IRS, though this is something you should likely first try to do on your own. But if your situation is more complicated, like you've owed the IRS thousands of dollars for multiple years, you may want help negotiating options like wage garnishments. You also want to make sure the company in question can help with both IRS and state relief, if that's what you need, and that it operates in your state. Some companies also provide extra services like audit representation, bookkeeping, and tax preparation, while others don't. And the latest tax relief news. Well, as we said before, tax season is here. The IRS has officially kicked off the 2026 tax filing season, during which about 164 million taxpayers are expected to file individual returns for income from 2025. The deadline for most people is April 15th, though. You can always check the IRS website to see whether you qualify for disaster relief. This is the first tax season since President Donald Trump signed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act into law. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act enacted a slew of tax changes, including extended income, tax cuts, an expanded child tax credit, and a larger standard deduction. Moves Republicans say will put more money in Americans' pockets. The law also eliminated federal income taxes on cash tips and overtime. Those tax breaks come at a cost. To help pay for them, the law included deep rollbacks to safety net programs like Medicaid and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. According to estimates from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, Roughly 15 million people could lose health coverage as a result of the Medicaid cuts. The law also created a new government-backed savings account for children, offering a $1,000 baby bonus for babies born from 2025 through 2028. These birth-based custodial accounts, often referred to as, quote, Trump accounts, are designed as long-term tax-preferred investment vehicles that remain tied up until the beneficiary turns 18. 2026 brackets and standard deduction updates. The IRS has released the inflation-adjusted tax brackets and standard deduction amounts for the 2026 tax year, which applies to returns most people will file in the spring of 2027. The standard deduction will increase to $16,100 for single filers, $24,150 for heads of household, and $32,200 for married couples filing jointly. Income ranges for each tax bracket have also been raised to prevent modest pay increases from pushing taxpayers into a higher tax rate, with the maximum rate for 2026 remaining at 37%. Our methodology for picking the best tax relief companies? To create our methodology, we did extensive research and pinpointed 16 data points we could use to assess companies. These fell into four categories: availability, cost, credibility, and services. Credibility made up 35% of our weighting for each company because tax relief companies can be predatory and illegitimate. Cost made up 30% of the scores, as it's one of the main factors that customers should consider when deciding to work with these companies. Availability and services were weighed at 20% and 15% respectively, because they determine how many people can actually use a given tax relief service. Below are more details on the data points considered with each category. First one is availability. We considered the minimum debt required to work with a company, whether it provided both IRS and state tax relief, nationwide availability, and whether it offered a mobile app. The cost. For cost, we considered fees, whether the company offered a free consultation and money back or service guarantees. These prices were accurate as of January 2026, if not otherwise specified. Credibility. We checked that the companies were accredited by the Better Business Bureau and evaluated their customer reviews with the Better Business Bureau, Trustpilot, Yelp, and other sources. We also assessed their certifications and memberships, like those with the National Association of Tax Professionals and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, given that professional organizations often help develop guidelines and ethical standards that can hold members to a higher standard. And lastly, the services offered. The services factor included the type of tax relief and other tax-related services offered, customer service availability, and hours, and whether there were bilingual services. Our next article, 7 monthly bills retirees can lower right now. Cutting expenses strategically can give your wallet some much-needed breathing room in retirement, and really beyond and before, and doing so may be easier than you think. Lowering your monthly spending doesn't necessarily require implementing a restrictive budget. Instead, there are small moves you can make, from shopping around for a new phone plan to bundling your insurance plans to save. And quick ways to trim your monthly budget and bills? There's a good chance that you can lower at least one of your monthly bills, such as utilities or insurance, by reviewing what you're paying and looking at other options. Make a list of all your monthly bills, which you can do by looking at your recent credit card statements. Some banks even have budgeting and spending tools that allow you to see which categories, like entertainment, utilities, or dining, that you're spending the most money on. As you're reviewing your budget, see if there are areas that you're surprised that you're spending so much money on, and take steps to trim that spending. Well, here are 7 ways to potentially cut your expenses today. Number 1, shop mobile virtual network operators, known as MVNO, cell phone plans. Those plans are carriers like Mint Mobile or Consumer Cellular, which tend to be cheaper than major carriers. Number 2, swap your cable for streaming or downsize your cable package. Number 3, call your internet provider. Explain that you're looking at other options and negotiate a lower cost. 4, automate energy saving habits with smart plugs. Number 5, use water saving devices to cut utility bills. 6, you can bundle home and auto insurance. And lastly, number 7, review those annual memberships and cancel unused subscriptions. And calculate your annual savings. Calculating how much you could save may motivate you to reduce your cost. For example, canceling only 2 subscription services that cost $9.99 per month will save you nearly $240 annually. And saving $40 per month by swapping your phone plan for a lower cost plan can give you back around $480 each year. That's $240 or $480 that you can invest and watch it grow. And make a savings routine that will stick. You can cut monthly costs without getting rid of the essentials. But you also don't want to forego the items and activities that bring you joy. Review your expenses and determine which cost you can cut without missing out. Doing so will make it easier to stick to your budget instead of boomeranging back to your previous budget in just a few months. And keep in mind that tackling every bill at once can be stressful. After reviewing your cost, start with trying to lower one bill. This way, you can rack up small wins and gradually see how reduced spending impacts your budget. Those small wins can build like a snowball and generate momentum as you see the flexibility in your budget grow. Certainly good advice for all of us to consider. Our next article, the 5-step debt reset system to wipe out credit card balances for good. No matter how many years you have been in debt, you can still take steps to break the cycle and get your finances on track. This simple 5-step process to getting out of debt borrows inspiration from personal finance gurus such as Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman. The first step, set up an emergency fund. We've heard that many times over the years on this program, and that's a very important one. Losing your job or facing a surprise bill can lead to digging yourself into more debt if you don't have the funds set aside to cover emergencies. Financial advisors tend to recommend having enough cash readily available to cover 3 to 6 months worth of your expenses. Putting this money in a high-yield savings account allows the money to grow even more while it's sitting in the bank. Number 2, review spending and create a budget. As you commit to building an emergency fund, you can review your total debt and monthly expenses. Seeing where your money goes will give you opportunities to cut costs and free up space in your budget for debt repayment. Maybe you'll discover that you spend more than you'd like on dining out and subscription services, and making meals at home and canceling a streaming service or two could put some extra cash back in your pocket. You can use that extra money to help pay off debt. You can also use your findings to create a budget that you can stick to, ideally lowering your current spending so you have leftover money to put towards your debt payments. You can create a budget with a pen and paper, a spreadsheet, or the help of a budgeting app such as YNAB. Number three, assess your debt. Now it's time to get a good understanding of your debt situation. List the balances and current percentage rates or APRs of your financial obligations. Make sure you're paying the minimum amount on all of your debts. Then you can start aggressively paying off the remainder of the balances. Number four, choose a repayment strategy. Two popular strategies for paying off debt are the avalanche method and the snowball method. The snowball method entails paying off your loan with the smallest balance first, then moving on to the second smallest balance, and so on. That way, the small wins along the way will keep you motivated. The avalanche method involves paying the highest interest debt first, then moving on to the debt with the second highest interest rate, and so on. This method typically results in you paying less interest over time. Remember that in both cases, you should always be paying the minimum required on all debts. And number five, prevent a debt rebound. You may want to make sure you stop debt from reaccumulating while you're paying off your debt. This may mean sticking to a strict budget, automating payments, and only using one credit card instead of the several you were using before. You can keep the remaining cards active with one small monthly subscription if you want to build your credit history, if it makes sense for your overall financial plan. And again, lastly, you should also always avoid taking out any new loans or new credit cards as you pay off debt. Well, we are now out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us again next time. On behalf of the North Carolina Reading Service, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is supported by Coastal Credit Union Foundation. For more information on the Coastal Credit Union Foundation, you can find it at coastal24.com/foundation. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Money Matters is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.